Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
We have your Bachelorette recap coming up in about 20 minutes with Caroline Craddock. We also have Big Al Mack joining the show soon.
Hey.
There he is. Hey, hey buddy.
Oh, your makeup looks
I'm
pretty,
out.
Al.
I'm
trying to get you makeup?
Trying to give me a little nap.
He was up late.
Yeah. Al didn't get much sleep last night.
About 2 hours. Yeah. But that's cool.
He misses his woman.
That's cool, but man. Good.
We're cruising
toward vacation, Al. You can
I
sleep.
No, that's
hopefully.
Right.
A lot then.
Did you go to the club last night, Al?
No, no club.
What's going on in the world?
No club right. Last night, man. No club last night.
We got Does That Make Me Crazy? We'll do that in about 40 minutes if you want to start getting those ready. It's those quirky things you do. Always done them. You think they're normal, and then your friends finally noticed and said, nope, that is weird. Stop it. And we'll get into Tinder Tuesday in about an hour and a half.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Yeah. Got a lot, Al.
Show truck has been unloaded.
It's still getting unloaded.
All right.
We got a crew working on that, Big Al.
All right.
And Jenna has a date this. Is it this weekend, Jenna?
Yeah, Saturday.
Saturday.
Saturday night in L.A.
Yeah.
That's a long way to go for a date.
Yeah, I'm not going. I'm not going strictly for the date, but I was like, you know what? I'm going here on vacation. I have some friends live in California, so my best girlfriend and I are going for a week.
Uh-huh.
Since we have the 4th of July holiday off and whatnot. So
do girls do that a lot, like when they're traveling somewhere, set up the Tinder, a Bumble, or whatever it
now,
is to where
this,
you're going?
Now, in this day and age, well, you can't, certain apps you can't unless they're geographically based.
Right,
so, yes, like when you're there and
you could
Tinder and Bumble.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people do that. I mean, I come across people on those apps that are,
yeah.
It says they're at the airport.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, they don't live in town and they're traveling. So I think a lot of people do that when they're traveling.
Okay.
And why not? In this day and age, it's kind of cool that you could travel and maybe set up. I told my girlfriend to do that. If I go on a date when we're out there, why not?
Right,
you
right.
Know? Why not go on a date?
So, you know, I told you I've been on this Raya dating app. And the problem with Raya for me is that a lot of... I don't come across anyone that lives in my vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
So this has no vicinity. It's all over the world.
The world, yes. The majority of the guys that I encounter on here that I've matched with are in L.A. or New York.
Uh-huh.
But there's a lot in London. I mean, they're all over the place, like Monaco. But it's really reserved for people that are in a creative industry of some sort. You know, they said it's an app for celebrities, but I'm not a celebrity.
Right.
You know, it's more if you're in a creative industry. So maybe photographers. I don't know what kind of girls are on there. I don't see that side of it.
They had the dude that's on The Bachelorette this season, Rogers. He was on it.
Okay.
He's a brother of somebody famous, but he's not famous.
Yeah,
himself.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, honestly, most of the people I've matched with aren't people. You know, people are like, who have you matched with? What celebrities? I'm like, mm-hmm. No, it's not like that necessarily. You know, it could be someone that's
right.
businessman
somehow
or...
Somehow connected to the entertainment
sure,
industry
it, sure.
in some
and,
way.
And I don't particularly think this person I'm going to tell you about is in the entertainment industry.
Okay.
But I matched with this guy about a month ago. And so we've been... And he was really cute. And so you can... You know, you can message on the app,
uh-huh.
But if I'm interested and I don't check the app much, I just move it over to text. So give him the phone number. So we've been texting back and forth here and there, and he travels a lot anyway. So I told him I was going out to California, and he was like, great, let's go, you know, hang out on 4th of July on the beach in Malibu. Awesome.
I want 4th of July
plans, right?
In the boo. All
so
right.
He's like, so, and then so a couple hey, weeks boo. Back, he's like, hit me up before you come into town. We'll make some plans set in stone. So I was kind of like, when do I do this? And my girlfriend's like, well, Jenna, do it now. Don't wait until you get there. Do it now
mm-hmm.
so you can make a dinner reservation, set up a plan, whatever. So yesterday after the show, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to reach out.
Because, put it out
because
there.
It just kind of like... Everyone drops the ball on these apps, Kelly. I don't know if you ran into that, but if you don't start texting or if you don't make a plan and move it forward.
Yeah.
On one
can't
side
let
or the
time
other.
Pass.
Yeah.
It goes away.
Then you go, I mean, that's happened with other guys. We talk for the day that we match and then, you know, he doesn't live here and I have no plans to travel where he's at. And then you just stop texting.
Be
so whatever.
Proactive, man. Yeah.
So I reached out and just said, you know, I'm getting in Saturday morning. I have dinner plans Saturday night with some friends that are in town as well. And so I told him my plans and said, other than that, I'm kind of open, whatever you want to do. This is his first date idea. And so I'm like, can I do this?
He sent you the plans for the first date.
Yeah, he
okay.
says, my family's having a barbecue at our house on Saturday if you don't have plans. And I...
No.
And I said, so they're having a big family, like... But yeah. Friends, you know, we actually, him and I have a mutual girlfriend that lives there. And so she said she's going to stop by. So it's a big party. It's a big, he has a big family.
Okay. Is this less than Kardashian?
But he invited me, no. But he invites me to a family 4th of July party. And I think it's going to be a big party. But still, my first, of course, what I say back, what do I say back first? Is it too soon to meet your parents?
Yeah, because they're going to be there.
I'm going to meet his parents on the first date, you know?
Yeah.
And I kind of joked about it. That's what I said. I was like, is it too soon to meet your parents? What if we hate each other?
Well, I mean,
why'd you throw the hate thing?
Well, because you know me. Yeah, like, what if we end up hating each other? I mean, I'd rather get out of the way my first day there, right?
But if it's a big, huge party where there's a lot of people that are going to be there, and you know some of them, you don't know some of them, I don't see anything wrong with it. It's not like you're going to meet his parents. That's not the reason that you're going.
Right, it's not just like he's having me over for family dinner or something like that. You know, and we've been texting a lot, and... really getting along. He's really cute. Really, you know, I'm interested. And he seems interested. No.
You have not spoken on the phone at all?
No, just texting a bunch. And he wrote, oh, hell, let's just jump in the deep end. I'm like, all right, I'm game.
Oh, wow. All right.
So, okay. Yes, why not? What's the worst that can happen?
It doesn't sound like game is being run your way. It sounds like this guy just literally wants to get going on a relationship.
I still think you should talk before you meet.
At least have a phone conversation.
I think that you can tell a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jenna, what if he has a weird voice?
Do you know that's the first thing I said to my
girlfriend? Hey, that's me.
I said the same thing. I'm like, what's wrong with him? Because he's so cute. Yeah.
There's no videos
he's like
on
cute and successful and well, we follow each other on Instagram. But so I'm gonna go and then I'm like, what do I wear, you know, to meet the parents?
Well, it's 4th of July party.
He's like,
in LA.
He's like, well, wear a bathing suit and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to wear a bathing suit on a first date in front of someone's parents?
Sure.
No.
Yeah. Why not?
It's kinda,
no.
Now he said if that doesn't work out timing that we can just you know, go to dinner or do something else. So,
but
I mean,
then you'd be
stuck
in your bathing suit.
So I can bail.
Take your bathing suit in like a bag maybe. Uh-huh. And then if the opportunity presents itself, then, hey, I'm going to go put on my bathing. I brought it.
Part of me's like, why not?
Why not?
You know, I'm good with parents. And if parents like me, then that's great. And, you know, I'm only there for a week. So how much are we really going to be able to hang out and get it out of the way on the first day? Because it's like if... we don't get along, maybe he has other friends, or then I don't have to spend the rest of the trip like looking forward to going on a date with a guy that it's not going to work out with anyway.
Yeah, I wouldn't focus at all on, okay, the parents are going to be there. The parents are going to be there. I'd just say you're just at a party. You know, if there's apparently going to be a lot of people, this might be some big fancy party up in Hollywood Hills or something. Well, he says no.
Probably is.
But still, it's just a party, you know?
So I think it'll be a cool party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's in.
And I have a girlfriend, so I said that though, because I don't want to just roll in. I mean, I'm going to bring a girlfriend, so I have a wingman.
Right. Yeah, I think it's a great
idea. I say you go for
personally.
It. Don't wear a thong.
I think it's awkward, but why not?
Yeah.
It is a little awkward, but it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I say you go for
but,
it.
But I don't know. I mean, what do you. We met on an app. I mean, everything's so non traditional these days anyway.
And then be
like,
that girl that's yelling, shot.
Not going to get drunk.
It's either that or you got to go on The Bachelor.
Okay, I'll Snapchat it. So now you guys know. So when I Snapchat on Saturday, you'll know that I'm on a semi-first date
I'm
at
just
someone's family's home.
Envisioning this big, huge L.A. mansion.
Oh, me
with
too.
With the tents set
like the
up
entourage
in the background.
Party.
Yeah. Everybody's wearing white linen.
I am too.
What
if everyone wears white and I don't?
There's going to be an ice sculpture. There's going to be like doves and a squirrel. What are those mean birds? Swan.
They're mean.
Yeah, they're really beautiful, but they're mean.
Yard is going to be beautifully manicured. Judge Judy's probably going to be there.
Oh, Judge Judy's going to be there wearing a bikini.
I would think so.
She looks
awesome.
She looks great. Say hi to Judge Judy for us.
And there's going
to
be, besides Judge Judy, there's going to be some random celebs there. Like maybe a couple.
Judge Joe Brown's going to be there?
Yep, just all the judges. Remember, just judges party.
The judges party.
Well, good. So if it doesn't work out with him, I got Joe Brown.
Yeah, Judge Joe Brown.
Oh, we're going to have to wait a whole week to hear about it.
Yep.
After you go on.
If you follow her on Snapchat.
All right.
I'll sneak some snaps. You guys see how it goes.
The Lion Face is Jenna's Snapchat.
All right.
The Lion Face. T-H-E. The. 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 We got your Bachelor recap coming up. Speaking of non-traditional ways of finding your husband or wife, Caroline Craddock, our Bachelorette Whisperer, in studio to talk about it next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Does that make me crazy? Coming up in 20 minutes.
Okay.
What are those, Al?
Well, things that you do. One of mine.
Yeah, you have.
I used to do a lot of times. I still do it for every once in a while. I would drive around to maybe 5 or 6 different fast food places, pull into the line,
mm-hmm.
and change my mind and go to the next one, and pull into the line and change my mind and pull into. And I'm like, is this normal behavior? Does that make me crazy or just indecisive?
Indecisive, for sure.
But things that you do that you think are kind of normal, I mean, your friends might say, eh, they're just kind of crazy, dude. So, you got one of those, give us a call a little later on in the show.
Yeah, we'll tell you when to call.
Yeah.
I like when people I don't know call me pet names.
Caroline Craddock, what kind of pet names do people that you
like,
don't know
I
call
like
you?
When, like, waitresses call me babe and stuff.
Yeah, that's weird,
sweet
right?
Pea. Sweet
yeah.
pea.
Like, yeah, I don't know. I really like it.
It's like, are you hitting on me? Are we, like, are we friends?
No, I just think it's sweet.
It is sweet. Babe.
It's kind of a southern
babe.
Thing,
I like
too.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, honey.
Yeah.
Can they do that in front of your boyfriend or girlfriend, though? Like, they can't, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If a girl called me babe in front of my wife, that'd be weird.
No, but, like, if another... Like a woman
a
waitress
yeah.
called me babe. It's okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean she's hitting on you.
No.
It's just
not everyone's hitting
she's,
on you.
She's
dude.
Just trying
oh
to get
God.
She's just
no,
kinda,
no, they
oh
are.
Oh, my God. People won't stop hitting on me.
They are.
I've never been called babe by a waitress. I'm just saying, I'm asking, like, can they call that in front of you?
I cannot believe you've never
by
ever
a waitress?
Been called that.
Sweetie. I've been called sweetie by a
All
waitress
right, well,
before.
Still, just yeah. not babe.
No, not babe. I haven't gotten that pleasure.
All right, babe.
Thanks, babe. Yeah.
Thanks, babe.
Thanks, babe.
Birthday, babe.
Caroline Craddock is in studio with us to talk about The Bachelorette.
Thank you for cueing it on the right part.
We took
guys.
Off the touching you, touching me part. That just gets awkward.
Thank you.
So yeah. The Bachelorette is down to how many guys now? There's one girl. Her name is JoJo. And how many guys?
I think we're down to, well.
There's six now.
Six now.
Six.
Yes. Okay. I don't know. That's just what I read this
okay.
morning.
Yes. Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
I guess that's after, I don't know, after eliminations last
yes.
night. Yeah.
Now we're getting close to that hometown visit.
We are. It's vastly approaching.
It's getting here quick.
Yeah.
I do have some, I think I changed my mind about your boy James based on this episode, Caroline. We'll get
oh,
to
really?
It in a minute. Yeah, Kelly.
Yeah, we have some stuff
You already
about.
Changed your mind, right? A week ago.
A little bit.
So what went on in this episode, Caroline?
So it starts off, Wells is the only guy who hasn't had a one-on-one. He's the radio
he's a DJ
from
yeah.
Nashville. He's very sweet. And he's the only one who hasn't kissed JoJo yet.
Oh, this is not good for him.
Yeah.
So the boys are ganging up on him, and he gets his date card, and it says, Bésame, muchacho.
Translation, please, JC.
Kiss me, guy
boy.
Or boy.
Kiss me, boy.
Kiss me, boy.
Bésame. Bésame. Bésame, muchacho. Love, JoJo.
Bésame is kiss me.
Kiss me.
Wow.
Kiss me, muchacho.
Okay, I'll be... frank with you guys. I'm the one guy I think here that hasn't kissed her.
What?
Wow, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
What?
Wells has not kissed JoJo yet. Nobody knew that. That put a whole different spin on things.
Oh, man. I am sweating.
I can't believe he hasn't kissed her yet. I haven't been able to keep my hands off her.
What if you kiss her and there's just no sparks?
First of all, you don't want to hear other guys talking about the girl that you're trying to date.
Yeah, like, I was hoping probably somebody'd say, me neither,
yeah,
and then
right.
nobody did.
No,
like, oh,
like, yeah.
no.
Because in a sense, it's like all these guys have kissed my girlfriend.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's basically what it is, except this Wells guy.
And we're watching
so
this
weird.
On Kid TV. Where are they? Are they
They're in Buenos Aires.
Okay.
That's my homeland.
Your homeland.
Yes.
Your mom's from there.
Oh. My mom's from there, yeah.
Argentina.
Yes, but according to them, it's Buenos Aires.
Aries.
Buenos Aires, yeah.
Right. I'm thinking that Wells guy hasn't kissed JoJo because he looks like he caught the flu. He looks
he
like
does
he's
look a little sickly.
He
yeah.
looks like he's got a temperature, like he's
Why,
just yeah. sluggish.
Why is he sickly? Is it just jet lag or like what's
I don't know.
Maybe he's tired.
He
Maybe.
Got a pep in his step at the beginning, right?
Well, no, because remember during the firefighter challenge, he like almost passed out 16 times and like couldn't do anything.
That's mm-hmm. when it went downhill.
I think he's probably that sick kid
he's bubble
and
bubble boy.
Anemic. Maybe.
So
he's sweet.
So he gets the one-on-one date.
He gets the one-on-one. And so now it's all this pressure
yeah.
for them to kiss.
Yeah.
So they go to this show that's kind of like an interactive show. And it's awkward. He's like running on a treadmill and having to act like he's been shot. And it's gym? Just like not. No,
there was
like
water. When I turned it on, there was water. It was like swimming. Cirque du Soleil
yeah,
looking.
Yeah,
something.
It is kind of like Cirque.
And it's like then, a sexy show.
So finally, they're like in the water and they're like both, you know, kind of naked and kind of rubbing on each other.
Yeah.
And finally, the kiss happens
in the water.
In the water. And
awkward twisting.
JoJo's just reaction is like, "You did it."
Oh, wow.
It's like your toddler walking for the first time.
Yeah. Like, if you're.
Good boy.
Yeah, yeah. You're saying that after a first kiss, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did it well.
Bless your heart. Bless
you used them lips.
Bless your heart.
So they end up going to dinner and then.
And this happened.
Yeah.
Today, I wanted to come into this knowing like what was going to be like to have our first kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. But. There was something that didn't feel 100% like I wanted it to. Knowing how much time we have, making these really hard decisions. Today, I had to face the reality that you are an incredible human being. But I don't know if you are the person that I will spend the rest of my life with.
Yikes! And with that, he goes home.
So, yeah, because the one-on-one date, unless you get a rose, and she has it in her hand while
yeah.
she's
yeah,
talking
that teasing
him.
Sucks.
Teasing him.
Yeah.
But if you do not get the rose, you go home.
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
That's how it works.
I mean, there's no elimination.
That's the way it works.
Yeah.
What I heard there, if I'm Wells and I'm sitting there and this girl's telling me this, what I'm hearing is you're an awful kisser. And that's what I'm hearing in my head.
You know what? I've kissed somebody before who was an awesome kisser.
Like,
and didn't feel a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no chemistry.
Right. Yeah.
Really?
You can do all the mechanics of a great kiss.
Right.
Everything's like in sync. It's like, oh my gosh, it's like we've practiced this. This is going so well.
Mm-hmm.
And feel nothing. So it doesn't always matter about the quality of the kiss.
Because I've dated guys that it wasn't the best first kiss, but that doesn't matter.
You can teach them.
The connection and attraction. Yeah, you can get better at kissing one another.
You do get better at it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, she has a type. She has a very specific type.
Yeah.
Clearly, he does not fit into that type. So
he's out of there.
She wants the quarterback.
Back to Nashville.
And another guy that doesn't feel like he fits in is your dude.
Yeah. His insecurities were just coming out last night.
James Taylor, we're talking about.
James Taylor. So the boys now are like the mean girls. They're like the plastics. Jordan, Chase. Who else?
Kind of
all the pretty boys.
All the pretty, but Robbie, all the pretty boys are like their own little group. And James Taylor doesn't fit in that group because he doesn't think he's as hot as them.
Yeah.
In a group date, you can be lost in the mix, even with just, you know, five people. And that's not easy. Just look at these guys. They're perfect. I really do feel like I snuck on to a set that I'm not supposed to be out. Yeah, it's definitely like humbling. It's like, wow, these guys are really cool dudes.
Hmm. Because they are.
These guys the insecurity are, for, you know, how a confident woman sexy, a confident
same
man
with
sexy
a guy.
Too. It's the same thing. That insecurity is just not attractive.
Yeah, and it's a bad look when a guy gossips about another guy.
Oh,
no matter what.
We'll get to that in a minute. Because this little makeout session that she had with Luke.
Luke, yeah. That was hot.
Listen to this, to how she talked. Like, if she doesn't pick this guy and I'm now the boyfriend, I don't know who she picks.
Yeah, right.
This is where I'm like,
I
think I'm going to bow out on
this
relationship.
Like, this is like, they're going to hook up in the fantasy suite.
Oh, yeah. Like, listen to this girl talk about
Luke. If
they
didn't already on the couch.
Right.
Luke and I have a very emotional relationship, but we have, like, that physical connection down. Like, we have it down.
I hate sound.
And every time we kiss, I get the feeling where I have to like take a breath. Like I have to like take a moment because that spark is just crazy.
I can't.
It is crazy.
Crazy.
We need to play a game called Am I Putting a Mop in the Bucket or Are They Making Out?
That sound drives me nuts. It's different when you're the one making it, but listening to somebody else do it. Yeah.
Okay, that's making
okay.
me
oh,
yeah.
She's all about that Luke dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to James, though. Back to James.
So James is kind of grasping at straws at this point because he's feeling insecure. He doesn't feel like he should be there. So him and Jordan get in some stupid fight about a poker game, and he goes and tattles to JoJo about it.
This is where you start talking trash behind their back. Oh.
To save himself. Which
he's Jordan Rogers, you know, whatever that is.
What does that mean?
Whatever
Jordan
that is.
Jordan Rogers.
It means... Jordan Rogers means that
nothing.
You know, I'm pretty much a celebrity, and people are going to listen to me because I have a, you know, billion watt smile and a, you know, like stud arm and this, and like I'm in magazines.
Compliments.
And, you know, he's got all these things. And has he been entitled very much, entitled see me? A few times. It's definitely like if you go against what he says, there's going to be, you just can't. You just can't.
No, that's people awkward, listen to him, man, because he has leadership qualities. Yeah. That's why they listen to him.
Leadership
James qualities. Taylor is literally like...
He's falling apart.
Jordan wore camo pants and flip-flops, so I bought camo pants and flip-flops.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I really like him, but yeah, you could tell the lack of confidence in his voice.
I didn't
there.
See that part. He was complimenting him.
He's
a billion-watt smile yeah. and a stud arm.
But still yeah. a back, like a yeah. little backhand in there. Like,
yeah.
I know guys that aren't like what you would call the classic model face guy, and mm-hmm. maybe not tall, dark, handsome. Okay, the stereotypical good-looking guy, but they had a confidence. They walk into a room,
yeah,
and
any woman they want,
own
yeah.
that room,
yeah.
totally.
And I mean, own it.
That's that Jordan guy.
And this,
you turn
guy,
on yourself. You be self-deprecating.
Yeah.
Use what
yeah.
works for you.
Yeah. So homeboy tries to explain that fight because Jordan went and talked to JoJo, right, Caroline?
Yeah, sure. Jordan went in and talked to JoJo, and JoJo brought up what James Taylor had said.
And this is how you keep it chill, guys. When a guy talks crap about you, keep it cool like this guy.
We were playing poker, and James brought up a rule about your kicker cards, blah, 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 blah. He was very boisterous about that. Oh, well, that's your rules. I'm like, no, James, that's actually just the rules. It's not my rules. And that was a tough situation for me to try to bring logic into. And maybe I came off.
Oh, man.
Entitled.
No,
that was the word. That was
yeah, I don't know.
That made him happy.
I don't know what that means. Entitled. I mean, I when someone is arguing, and I'm like, that's. I don't know what to say. I didn't need to defend myself.
Okay.
I'm not entitled.
That made him mad.
Which yeah. dude is this? Is this the one she was just making out with?
No, that's the dude that's Aaron Rodgers' brother, the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers.
The one that was just talking.
The one that was talking. And everybody thinks that he is entitled because he's his brother. But they don't know that, no, he's not. Because from what you see, if you go to his Instagram, like, he doesn't even really have any contact with his brother, with his famous brother. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not really buddy-buddy.
Mm. Kind of estranged.
Yeah, I don't think he uses the I'm Aaron Rodgers' brother's card very often.
Really?
Based on if you see him live life.
I use I'm Kelly Raspberry's friend all
the time. Oh, all the time.
Right?
I say Kelly Raspberry's coming to dinner with me every time.
I use her name to book dinner reservations.
Yes.
All the time.
Absolutely.
How was when he went back to talk to your boy James?
Not good.
It's pretty silent.
And then
guys.
It got awkward.
It's so awkward.
How'd that go, mate?
Great.
He's swirling his white wine. Yeah.
He turns into like that Chad guy for a second.
Wow, this is awkward.
Very.
Wow. How'd it go? Anybody gonna speak?
He doesn't want to.
Foot tapping.
He's so mad.
Wine swirling. James knows he's in trouble.
Oh, my God. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He's sitting next to him,
it's
too.
It's that long of a silence. That's a long silence.
You are. Jordan, you're acting weird, bro.
You're calling in right now.
He didn't want to say anything because he obviously wanted to say some things. I mean, that's like, I guess, stay quiet and let him know that you're not happy.
Well, he's the leader of the pack. If he comes in and doesn't say anything, they're all going to be like, oh, what's wrong? What happened? Mm.
All right.
Can we talk about maybe my favorite moment? In
Please.
Bachelorette/Bachelor history.
Oh, what was that?
Please.
History.
What was that moment, Caroline?
Caroline, I was just whispering to her. This is one of the few moments I saw last night. It was so good.
This may be the funniest moment I've ever seen. Oh,
the car ride?
Yes.
Yes.
I missed it. Okay.
So JoJo is a 2-on-1 with Chase and Derek. Derek is the hottest guy, in my opinion, in the competition.
Totally.
He's the one that looks like...
Ben Affleck?
No, like Jim from The Office.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But like...
Yeah,
hot.
Hotter. Like hotter. Yeah, he's hot.
So, in all these 2-on-1 dates, Al, somebody has to go home.
Okay.
Yeah. Right,
okay. Thank you.
One gets a rose.
Well, he was familiar. Explaining earlier. I thought maybe Al needed explaining.
I do.
Somebody has
thank
to go home.
Thank you very much.
Has it ever happened in the history that both have gone home?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I can't recall.
Yeah, they have.
I think there was a time like two were fighting and the girl was like,
she was like, both of y'all go.
Okay. Yeah.
Bye, Felipe.
So they did a tango day because, you know, they're in Argentina and the tango is two guys fighting for the girl.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And her and Derek have this amazing chemistry. Mm-hmm. And her and Chase kind of aren't feeling it. Like, he's not as passionate as Derek is.
Mm-hmm.
So the tango is kind of weird. But you're thinking like, oh my gosh, Derek and JoJo are just like super connected. So they go to dinner. She meets with both of them.
Yeah.
She tells Chase, like, you're not really giving me anything here. You're not really, like, giving me that passion I want.
Is he the guy with the, ain't talking like that?
Yeah, he's in medical sales, I think. So she ends up sending Derek home, which is really shocking.
Derek home. That's the one she had the chemistry
and
with.
And poor dude. Listen to the break.
Okay,
because she's like, the other guy challenges her because he's not giving her, so it's sort of a chase thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Derek had to have a nice long look at Derek, you guys.
I didn't think this was going to happen.
He's in a minivan.
You know, obviously Chase is more the type of person she's looking for.
Oh, boy.
Music is our thing.
I wasn't enough.
I'm sweating.
I thought I was. Not. I'm Derek. And
I'm Derek.
Derek is imperfect.
Oh, Derek is wrong.
Derek is imperfect.
Oh, you start
talking. Oh, it gets worse.
You start talking about yourself in third person. And nobody's there. Right. I mean, just the cameraman.
Well, the cameraman, yeah.
So it gets better. God. So they sing. There's a woman in the balcony that starts singing, "Don't Cry for Me, Argentina."
And this is to the one that's left.
No, oh, no. She's singing it to JoJo and Chase, who are like so excited.
He's staying.
So she starts singing, "Don't cry for me, Argentina," and then they shoot to Derek, who's sobbing.
Oh no,
Derek, get it together!
That's so mean.
And he's saying, "Don't cry, don't cry."
I thought he was gonna say Argentina.
Cry.
Don't cry.
Sorry.
Don't cry.
Come on, bro. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Oh, poor dude.
That is horrible.
Don't cry. Beautiful. I was hoping he would say, "Don't cry." And then crack a joke and say, "I'm in Argentina."
Yeah.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
That was the best editing
I've ever
seen in my life.
So great.
Wow.
And then JoJo ended up not sending anybody home. She gave pity roses.
Yeah.
She gave roses to James and Alex, who should have gone home.
They're not happy about it.
James should have gone home or Alex?
Yeah, James should have gone home.
Everybody should go home.
She asked for another rose.
I'm over it. Everyone needs to go home. Wells and Derek. So the front runner is...
still the football player.
Jordan.
And Luke.
My prediction, Jordan, Luke, and Robbie, top three.
Robbie's the guy with the perfect beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
And probably another kind of beard, too.
Oh,
a girl beard, if you know what I
got
mean.
Got you. I got you.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, Caroline. Well, you'll be back next week to fill us in.
Oh, I'm excited.
Well played, ma'am.
Thank you.
And coming up next. There you go. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
It's time for Does That Make Me Crazy? Those things you have done your whole life and your friends are like, no, that is nuttier than squirrel poo.
That's nuts, dude.
Give us a call. We'll let you know if you're crazy because we got our honorary PhDs that we ordered online. Did you guys get yours yet?
Toot, toot.
Yeah. And we can perform weddings.
And we can
got those online.
Right, yes. Right, Does That Make Me Crazy is next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Probably. Does that make me crazy? More than likely. Does that make me crazy? Yes, I'm voting yes.
This is the one bit where people call in, Kid Nation calls in, and they want to be crazy.
Yeah.
Like once in a while, we get surprised by some new crazy stuff.
Uh-huh. Crazy. We know we think we've heard it all, but we haven't. You will never cease to amaze us.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Like, I was watching The Bachelorette last night, and I noticed that all the guys are starting to get that vocal cord fry thing, the Kardashians have.
Uh-huh, a little growl.
And every time a dude talks like that, I have to continue it. So I'd be like, I'm so sad. And then I'll continue it with,
I see you do that all the time.
I love it.
Well,
does that make me crazy?
It makes my throat hurt when you sit in here and do that.
Yeah.
From the text.
What you got?
We got April wrote us. She said, "I will not listen to country music in the car. because I don't want to die listening to a country music song. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, it could be like, it depends on
like
the song.
Like a sad country music song or an upbeat one. It depends.
I'd want to go out with like a Tim McGraw song. I wouldn't mind that one.
I wouldn't want to hear that If I Die Young thing.
No.
Oh, that's depressing. Yeah. I remember the first time I heard that coming into work one morning. I'd never heard that
it's
before.
It's such a pretty voice, though.
Oh, I was sobbing by the time I turned onto our road.
If I Die Young, bury me in cotton, satin, something.
Bury me in cotton.
Cotton.
It's a cotton fabric. Shout out.
Roses?
Shout out, yeah.
Well, so sad.
But it's so pretty sounding.
If I die young, bury me in satin.
Satin.
Lay me down on a bed of roses. Sink me in the river.
I never came over to my house.
Sink me in the river.
Just to flow in the river, Al. Why not? All right. Back to this.
Put a couple of bricks in there or something.
That was our music break right there. From Adam, sometimes when I'm sitting in my car, I make the stupidest face I can think of. And then I look in the rearview mirror to make myself laugh. Does that make me crazy?
Aw, he cracks himself up.
Yeah, that's funny.
We do that, right? We all do that.
Hey, you got to be able to have a good time by yourself. That's all right.
That makes you fun, Adam.
You're not
that's
crazy.
What it makes you.
Sorry, dog.
Okay, this one's weird. This one's from Allie on the text as well.
Uh-huh.
I can't stand most even numbers or numbers that are multiples of five. Sorry, Al. I set three alarms to wake up in the morning, so they're 557, 603, and 609. Already sounding pretty crazy. Also, everyone and everything reminds me of a number. Kelly, you remind me of the number 9.
Oh, thank you. I guess, yeah.
Yeah. JC, you remind me of 5.
Well, that's your lucky number.
That's my lucky number. Mm. Jenna, you remind me of 7. Al, you're a 3.
Okay.
They don't have any meaning that I know of yet. Does that make me crazy?
I'm okay with being a good, solid 3.
Yeah,
I thought she was ranking us.
I'm attaching
10.
Everything to that 9.
You think it's the 10 scale, Kelly?
I'll take a 7.
I'll be a 5. So.
3 is fine with me. Right in there. You know, that's what you have to worry about. That's a long shot, the 3.
The 3?
Yeah.
Plus,
the sleeper.
You look better at 2 in the morning. You added at least 3 more points to that 3. So you could be a 6 by the end of the night.
There you go.
It's all good right there. Let's go with Christine. Hi, Christine.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey. We're doing great. So what makes you crazy? Go ahead.
I'm kind of the opposite of claustrophobic. Like, when I sleep, I have to surround myself with pillows. I kind of, like, build a little wall, like a fort around myself. Like, I love going on work trips because I can stay in a hotel with a double bed and then I get double the pillows.
Mm-hmm.
And I put them between my knees, behind my back, behind my butt. Like, I surround myself with pillows, and it drives my husband crazy because he wants to hold me when we're sleeping.
Yeah.
But I have this fort built around me. Does that make me crazy?
Wow.
I mean, I've heard of other, they have body pillows and these things for people like you. You want to be in your little cocoon, you know? Maybe you were swaddled as a baby and that's just, maybe there's some sort of subconscious thing. I don't know.
Yeah, you want to be back
some
in the womb.
Some kind of way of like nurturing myself, self-soothing, I don't know.
You better let your man sneak in there.
Yeah, right.
It is comfy.
And I'm the opposite of the girl with the numbers. Like, mine always have to be even. Like, my car radio or the volume on the TV always has to be an even number. Yeah. Like, when I set my alarm in the morning, I'll set it for, like, 5:46 or 7:02. Like, it has to be an even number.
The odd times are weird to me. Yeah, that makes you a little crazy.
But not the pillows.
Not the pillows.
Yeah, the pillows.
Do you have an even number of pillows?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, you know what? Now you just gave me a new thing to obsess.
Now he's going to... Thank you, Al.
Way to go, Al. Right. Now her husband's going to have to deal with one more pillow.
You're welcome.
Or one less pillow, depending on if it's even a rod. My wife's been doing that a lot lately. Like, she puts the pillows in between us, though.
That's because she don't want no more babies.
Right?
It's like I'm getting blocked.
It's called birth control.
Yeah. I'm like, what's up with these
pillow
pillows?
Control!
Hey, Tabitha.
Look it up.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Okay, so I found a kitten about 6 weeks ago, and she was really, really tiny. She could barely walk. She's like a newborn. And so I've never been allowed to have a cat before because my dad's allergic.
Yeah.
And so basically, in order to keep her, I have to give her a lot of baths to make sure I don't have hair all around the house from her.
The dander.
So, yeah, the dander, exactly. So I've been I kind of been getting lazy, and what I do is, now that she's big and she can run around, when I take showers, I just bring her in there with me. So I'm basically like showering with my cat, I guess.
Does the cat freak out?
No, I mean,
she's used to it now.
At first, I would give her baths, and she would swim around. She likes the water, oddly. Like, she's the crazy one. I mean,
yeah. Well, that's all you've gotten her used to.
Yeah,
I thought cats hate water.
Well, but I mean, I know, but like at first, I was just having her sit around the bottom of the shower, and she would just chill down there. But I mean, I kind of just like hold her and like, you know, do the normal stuff, like sing in the shower with her, and I like use her as my microphone.
That's sweet.
We talked about
use her as a microphone.
Okay, that's how you should have come out with this. You should have said, I shower with my cat and use her as my microphone. Yeah,
that makes you crazy, Tabitha. Right
there you go.
Maybe
I'm just serenading her.
Yeah.
We did talk about that one brush that you could put, that you could bite down on or put on your tongue, and you could bathe your cat
right.
That way as well.
Ew.
I don't do that. That's a little much.
That's too much. Oh, okay.
Using your cat as a microphone does qualify you for...
Congratulations, Tabitha.
Crazy.
You're crazy.
I hate a rogue hair in my mouth, especially if it's not mine. You know, when you find a hair, you're like, that is not my hair.
I'll tell you, I've heard more and more of people finding newborn kittens abandoned and raising them lately. My nanny did that.
Yeah.
She's highly allergic to cats, but their dander doesn't come into when they're a little bit older. And so when the cat got a little older, she had to find a new home for it. She nursed that newborn kitten. And now this lady and another man I saw on Facebook, it's like there's this epidemic of kittens being abandoned by their mothers.
I know I don't do the right thing. I ran into a skinny-looking cat walking my dog 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
And it came up and rubbed on my dog. It wasn't scared. Uh-huh. And I don't even like cats.
Right.
What do? Go inside and put out a bowl of water and... Well, I had some shrimp. I didn't know what else to leave for the cat.
Fancy kitty.
So I leave food for cats.
When the
which
cat
is terrible.
Won't leave once you feed it.
Yeah,
I know, but I don't even like cats, and there's something like I just want to take care of it. If it's there
thing.
And it's hungry.
No, I do. There's so many deadbeat cats running around.
It's because they keep breeding.
Yeah.
Deadbeat cats.
My wife thinks I'm crazy because while I'm in the bathroom getting my whitening trays ready, I always say this right here.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Does that make me
Alan
crazy?
Has white teeth.
Yeah.
Alan does have some pearly whites. Hello, I'm Alan.
He posted on Instagram his regimen because people were asking. He's never had a cavity. He's been obsessed with his teeth his whole life.
Regimen?
Yeah.
He uses Colgate Optic White every day.
Okay.
But then about once every 6 months for a week, he uses this bleach kit he got from Walmart. But he didn't like the tray that came with it, so he went to his dentist and got his dentist to make a tray. He uses his $5 bleach twice a year.
Wow.
And that's it.
Man.
You know, it's on his Instagram
if you want to find it.
You should get him for his next birthday. A grill. Like a real...
No, why would I want to cover up his perfect teeth?
Oh, get him a grill.
People think his teeth are fake as it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really white.
And they're perfectly big. They're like big. Those veneers, but they're real.
Put his initials and your initials on the other side.
Why would I do that?
And they stink too, Al. Those things start smelling.
Ugh.
Hey, Leslie.
He flosses every day too.
So, you have a problem with getting dressed.
Yeah, when I was a child, I was watching TV and getting dressed, and the person on TV said, remember, you're never completely dressed until you put on a smile. And I suddenly thought that he could see me.
Yeah.
So I switched off the TV, and to this day, I'm in my 40s now. I still can't get dressed in front of a television that's on. Does that make me crazy?
I just think it makes you extremely careful.
Yeah. Hey, I saw a picture of Mark Zuckerberg, and he covers up the camera on his computer and the microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of those TVs, they say those TVs that they could start spying on us.
They say it's really easy.
Yeah.
And somebody like Mark Zuckerberg would be a target.
That makes sense.
An average person probably isn't as at risk, but it doesn't hurt.
You never know.
I say all they need is your IP address, and they can hack right in there.
Yeah,
it's just some dude
like the baby cams and stuff.
I want to see that office. Who's the dude sitting in that office? What are you doing now?
I'm waving to my camera on my computer.
Ain't nobody watching me.
Hi. What's up?
Are you flashing?
Yeah, he just flashed the camera.
Flashed my belly button.
That's gross.
That'll learn him.
All right.
Does that make you crazy?
Does that make me crazy is coming on Twitter. Use the hashtag, does that make me crazy.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, that's Now we got Tinder Love coming up.
Tinder Love.
Love me tender, love me sweet.
Cause you're my tender one. It's Tender Tuesday. We invited the selfie queen. We'll turn you on here in a second, Elena. There you go, Trey.
There you are. Testing 1, 2.
Made her way from the phone screening room. That's who you talk to when you call the show, by the way.
Yeah.
Elena Davies.
Elena.
Hey, guys.
When she's not taking the perfect selfie, she is answering phone calls like no other.
And I will say I've got great lighting back there. I don't know if that's a combination of the screen on my computer and then like the back lighting, but some fire selfies have been made in that room.
You posted a fire picture. I don't know if it was a selfie on Facebook the other night.
Yeah.
It was fire. Even my wife was like, dang, Elena.
My friend took the picture of me and she goes, oh my God, I just took the best picture of you ever. Yeah. And I was like, okay, can we stop the world and let me post this right now?
Are we celebrating? You got your new apartment all set up?
Yes.
Moving sucks, but you're all done.
It is the worst thing in the world, but I'm in there. So I've got a few little things left to do, but I'm happy in my new place.
On that list of things to do is ghosting a certain gentleman in there.
Always.
Elena.
That's always on my list of things to do.
Elena needs to ghost a guy. So you did a little research.
I did. And it came at a perfect time because there's an app called Burner, and it provides you with a burner phone number on your phone that you can use.
Now, before we continue, ghosting.
Thank you,
Big Al.
Thank you.
Ghosting is because Al was. I saw Al's face, and it was not good.
I don't want to.
It has a lot of meanings, I think. But
ghosting is when you happen to be having contact with somebody, and you just want to. Sees all that contact. You just want to.
You don't give them an explanation of why you're ending any kind of dialogue that it ever happened. Yeah. You're just done. You're
just
gone.
Like your post on Facebook the other night. Poof.
Yeah.
That's what you want to do.
Exactly that.
You want to poof.
Got it.
There you go, Elena. Go ahead.
So the Burner app is cool. It gives you a phone number that you can use when you don't want to give out your real number. But they launched just last week a kind of like app that you can use with it called Ghost Bot. And it literally, you set up your information in Burner. Uh-huh. It gives you a Burner phone number. Then you can use that with Ghostbot, and it will literally text people back for you. So I haven't used it yet, but I've got it all ready to go. So next time I go out, like I on accident gave out my phone number way too much on Saturday night. And I'm filled with regret and conversations that I don't even know who this guy is.
Sometimes you realize you're just a bad liar.
He's like, hey, this is Jared. And I'm like, great.
That's Jared.
Send a pic.
Who are you?
I should have him send a pic. That should be new.
Yeah.
Like, let me update your contact info. Can you send me a picture?
I was drinking.
New phone, who did? Don't
remember. Whatever.
New phone.
No, I'm pretty honest. I'm like, don't remember you. But hey. So anyways, that might be something I use in the future to just give out a phone number. That's so mean.
So you give out a phone number so that they can call you back, but you won't get the message.
Well, because you get stuck in a situation when a guy asks for your phone number. And when you're single and you're honest and you forget to lie, you get stuck. I mean, guys are terrible because they'll call you on the spot.
The worst is they're like, here, let me grab your number and then I'll just shoot you a text or call you right now so you have it. And I'm like, no, my phone's dead. And they're like, you're Snapchatting right now. And I'm like, oh.
It's in your hand.
Burner is cool. You get your fake number. It's good for 7 days and 40 messages. But you can, I think, like purchase more if you need to in the app.
What kind of messages does the Ghostbot send?
But, so this was cool. This girl did try it and she kind of posted about it. And she said she didn't have anybody to ghost, but she just tried it with some friends. And she said she received the text message from her fake suitor.
Yeah.
Coworker, and the Ghostbot app didn't text back, and so she went ahead and like reached out to their hotline. It's like, hey, it's not working, and it actually operates as if you're busy doing something, so it'll wait like an hour or two to respond and then give them kind of like a vague thing like, oh, sorry, I've been sick, or like swamped at work, you know, I'll reach out later, and just totally give them these kind of just
blow off answers,
responses.
Delayed blow off answers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyways, there's this guy that I think I might try it on. Okay. He's kind of the worst in the sense that I've met him out one time and he was nice enough. But ever since then, he'll ask me. We don't talk. He doesn't try to have conversation with me. Then like a couple months will go by and he'll text me at 5 o'clock at night. And he's like, hey, busy tonight? got plans? And I'm like, yeah, I do. I'm sitting on my couch without pants on. I planned this.
Yes.
I'm not getting off my couch.
Good for
you. If you wanted to hang out with me, you would have asked me the day before that, like made actual plans.
Sure.
So just recently, last week, he did this to me again. And I actually was doing stuff with some friends. I was unpacking my new place. And I didn't respond for a while because I was doing stuff. And then later, he sends me question marks. And I was like, hey, man, I've been busy. Oh, sorry. No. I'm headed to bed now. It was 9:30, 10.
Wait, he's the guy that gets butt hurt if you don't respond to him immediately.
Why don't you never ignore?
Well, I did ignore for a while. And then I finally, I was like, I'll text him back. And kind of did give him the blow-off thing. And he was like, oh, so you can't go grab a drink right now?
Nope.
I'm like, it's 10 o'clock. I literally was so, I feel like I was so rude. I sent him a screenshot of my alarms that were set from like 3:30 forward, like in 5-minute increments.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm not going to get out of my bed and put makeup on to have a drink with you at 10 p.m. when my alarm clock is
off. Oh, I would just ignore. And it's so easy to block people's phone numbers now. Yeah. If someone texts you and leave you alone, I mean, I know
it's a good old day.
But I just block the number. But now I kind of want to try it. He was like, okay, I'll stop trying, like totally play the victim. But he's going to text me again. So I'm going to try this ghost app on it. I'll let you guys know.
Back in the day, girls would just ignore guys. I mean, like you said, Jenna.
Yeah.
I mean, I have been ignored by multiple women.
I just kind of feel that.
Yeah, they get the hint after a while.
Oh,
yeah.
You would think they do, but they don't.
Three non-responsive texts, they get the hint.
Yeah.
Well, your phone's blowing up right now, Elena. What's all those messages?
I mean, I don't know. Like, let's find out.
You get a lot of text messages.
Well, she was giving out her number left and right.
Yeah. I know. It's probably all those guys from the bar this weekend.
Do you have contests with your girlfriends when y'all go out on who can get the most numbers? Because me and my boys.
Not at all. I don't want phone numbers.
That's a boy thing.
Back in the day, we used to.
Yeah, who would win, Al, usually?
It would be like me, Kirk, you know, some of the super homeboys. And generally speaking, I would win sometimes. Uh-huh. But, you know, I'm just out there just getting numbers.
What's the most numbers you've ever gotten?
In one night?
Yeah.
Probably about six, seven.
That's a lot.
I feel like I gave out my number that much.
But then, doable.
But then, like Elena says, you forget who it is. Like, you're trying to keep them straight
in your head. That's why you have those
nicknames,
right?
And, yeah. But even before then, I used to try and impress girls by remembering their phone number. But I didn't want to look like I was getting a lot of numbers in the club.
Well, maybe now what you need to do is start taking pictures of people when you get their numbers.
Yeah. I don't need numbers. I have a girlfriend.
Yeah, can I get your number?
Can I get your number and your photo?
I'm talking about the universal you.
Yeah, okay.
Do a selfie with somebody. That way it's not quite as awkward as just stand there and let me take your picture.
Oh, that's
Let's get a selfie.
Oh.
That's cute. And let me send you the picture or whatever.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
You have the face with the number so you know who you're talking to.
That is actually really smart, Kelly.
Great idea.
That is so smart.
Yeah.
I'll try it this weekend.
Yeah, right. Only pictures with numbers.
What was that app again, Elena?
You have to download Burner. And then Ghostbot.
Burner and then Ghostbot. We'll post it at Kid Nation if you want to ghost some fellas this weekend.
Got it.
Woo.
We're taking a short break, but the Kid Kratic Morning Show will be right back. It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Robert, that's two breaks in a row. That's two breaks in a row, Kelly.
Robert, our producer, came in and said, I think Big Al's in the bathroom crying.
He is. He's gone right now.
Or he fell asleep in the bathroom.
He's tired.
Or he's in the deli.
He's missed both breaks. The last two breaks, he's missed the beginning.
I think he's just a little he's out of it. He's tired and his head's somewhere else.
He didn't sleep last night.
Dr. Girlfriend!
She moved out.
You okay, Al?
What are you doing?
What were you doing?
I'm just walking around, like, not really doing anything.
You're walking around not doing anything.
Days, because I didn't get any sleep last night. Uh-huh. So I thought we were already done.
Like, no, buddy, we still got another hour.
No. So you were just walking around the building?
I'm just wandering around. Yeah, just. I wonder what everybody's doing right now.
Working.
I'm so in a daze right now.
You all right, Al?
I'm fine.
All right, buddy.
I'm fine. I'm just walking around. I'm serious.
Be honest.
What I tell you while I go, Kelly, I said, keep being funny because I need you to wake me up today.
Be honest.
Al's going to be good on Dish Nation today.
Oh, I'm going to be great.
Since Dr. Girlfriend got on that plane to Detroit,
yes.
How many times have you broken down and cried? And it's okay because we've all been through this.
No, just probably not broken down, but I kind of maybe sort of maybe teared up a couple times.
What's been hitting you hard?
Just there's nobody at the house.
The house.
I mean,
thing?
Not that she lived with me, but you know, like
the, have you gotten the smell one yet? Like when you smell her perfume?
Like what moment are you like, oh, well, when it hits you in the heart?
Like you know, around the time she would stop by the bar because it was kind of on her way home, and she would stop in and just say hi or whatever, give a hug, blah, 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 because she lived like, what, a half mile away. Anyway, you know, yesterday she didn't because she's not here. She's in Detroit. And, you know, and my dog, looking at Curtis, because I know Curtis
doesn't know what's happening.
Curtis misses her.
Yeah.
And it's just been a couple of days, but he, you know, they had a bar.
They know.
Yeah. He's like, what's up? So, anyway.
Gonna have to find some things to do, some new hobbies, stuff to keep you busy.
Yeah. Open a new bar.
Nah, man.
No.
No?
No, probably won't do that.
No?
No.
I thought we were gonna do a little Mexican restaurant together.
Yeah, we might.
A taqueria.
Yeah. Up in the burbs.
Well, it's too far.
Well, JC's up there.
I live up there.
So you're going to run it?
No.
He'll just stop by like you do and just be the guy.
Be the guy.
I want to do like you do and walk in and be like, hey, straighten up, everyone, and then
hey,
leave.
JC in the house.
JC in the house.
Yeah.
No, that's my bit. You got to get your own bit.
Okay.
JC in the casa. Same page.
Same thing. Yeah. All right. We can talk about it.
Hey, are you hanging out with G-Eazy?
I saw that today. I'm possibly, hopefully, maybe gonna do a transaction later today. So I'm not 100% sure. It hadn't been.
That sounded
very
transaction.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Seedy.
Yeah, there's a house I'm trying to close on, but I'm not sure if it's gonna close today.
Oh, okay.
I won't know until later today.
Okay. You're selling or buying?
Selling.
Really?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
You're unloading?
I'm trying.
He's trying something different. He's trying to sell stuff he
already
has.
Yeah, maybe.
Instead of acquire more.
Yeah,
wow.
Maybe.
And
I'm not a seller.
No, you're not.
I'm a buyer.
You are a buyer. You love buying.
I love buying stuff.
You're a hoarder.
Yeah.
Of property and cars.
Yeah. But this one, it was like
bars.
It had gotten to the point where it was either I had to put some more money into it and then rent it out for a little bit less than what I'm actually paying for it anyway.
Yeah.
Or maybe try and sell it. So
it's the house you used to live in?
Yeah, over by where Kelly lives. And that's a good area for selling now, because there's not a lot over there for sale.
Man, my old neighborhood, they're tearing them down and building up those mansions.
That's
that's
what I'm hoping.
I was only gone for like a year, year and a half, and I was like, what has happened over here?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Everybody's telling me, because I lived by Kelly and Hal, everybody's saying, dude, if you would have held out for like two more years.
No,
I hate when people tell me that.
No,
I know.
But then
all the prices in the up in the burbs would have gone up.
Exactly. It's all a wash. You wouldn't have been able to afford where you are now.
But I'd be living next to mansions.
No. This dude, years ago, I bought this house in this little small suburb about an hour and a half from here out of the lake, right?
Uh-huh.
This was going to be my brilliant idea. I was going to live in the city and have a small apartment, like, you know, $1,000 a month apartment in the city, and then have this grandiose house on the lake out here, and people would come visit me on the weekend.
Casa de Al.
Because I got the lake house.
Yeah.
I had that piece of property. It was 2 acres. Right on the lake. Cliff, 40 feet down, boom, lake. I had that piece of property for over a year, and I paid just the interest on it for a year.
Uh-huh.
Told my butt up in interest payments for a year and a half. And then I finally had to sell it. I sold it back to the guy I bought it from. He said that same thing that you just said. If you had just held on for about 2 years, I just sold that for double what you...
Yeah, you just can't do that.
Yeah, you know, you beat yourself up and you just frustrate yourself. So, but do your thing. I'm talking. I have no idea.
Oh my gosh.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.